There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some eggs.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
How do you feel?
I'm fine. Dad said that I should go to school.
7 students confirmed with measles, 4 others possible.
How? They had to have been vaccinated.
These moms never vaccinated their kids and lied about it.
Vaccines are harmful.
You are endangering the health of every child in this city.
Liz, Noah's turning blue.
Call 911.
There you go. The Special Victims Unit is covering the falsehood that measles is killing anybody here in America. Welcome, my friend. Second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Super Don. The CDC is script writing again. This is after the lame event attempt by No Pants female group. Or no, it's no. It, what is it called? Low Pants? Slow Pants?
I don't.
That comedy troupe?
No, Girl Underpants. I don't know.
Yeah, it was like so lame. They're trying to, you know,
SpongeBob utilize SquarePants. That's it.
Unbelievable. Trying to, you know, oh, let's be good liberals and pretend that the anti-vaxxers that we've made the name up. I mean, the people who are questioning vaccination were not anti-vaxxers because they had their kids vaccinated. That's how they learned it was so damn dangerous. That now they're pulling out all the stops. Law and Order SVU. Is that like a number one hit show? Because I don't watch
it.
It's
very
no
popular. I've watched it numerous times. They do a good job, you know, with the acting. But they need to call them, like, the Special Vaccination Unit, I think, SVU.
Right.
Special Vaccination Unit.
That's good, yes. Precisely. And our friend Jeffrey Jackson put out a piece on this, NBC's Law & Order Vaccine Agenda Mouthpiece. We've said it before. We've acknowledged it and covered stories about it, that the CDC does have embedded in Hollywood people who write scripts that promote an agenda that is pro-vaccination, that is pro-big pharma, pro-drug, etc. But in this case, very much during the month of April, which is called National Autism Awareness Month, instead of actually becoming aware of the causes of autism, including vaccines and what's in them, they basically are trying to foment hatred and fear of parents who dare to question the vaccine paradigm, partially or in toto. And this is, you know, it's actually quite disgusting, but it's not anything surprising because the people who do this are authoritarians in nature, and they're frightened of their own shadow, much less an immune system that they wouldn't recognize if it bit them in the tuchus, okay? Because most of the immune system happens down in the tuchus, or at least part of the GI tract as well. You know about the tuchus, Superdon? I should check because I'm speaking a strange foreign language.
I believe that has to do with the gluteus maximus, right?
Yeah, it's Yiddish
for
tushy.
Okay.
For tushy.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah, and I think was it ZZ Top that did that song? I'm just going like I'm going downtown. I'm just looking for some tuchus.
Yes, that was them,
right?
That was on the Passover album. Yes.
Yeah, the Passover edition of ZZ Top, right? Well, you know, they have the beards. All they needed was the curly little things, and okay, all right. Now I've really lost.
All right, no. If you're going to bring it up, what is the actual term for the curly things?
Oh no, you're not going to bust me on that. My Hebrew school roots are not showing.
You don't know.
You got to fill in, you got to this and that. No, I forget.
All right. If you're listening to the show and you know the name of the curly hair things on somebody who is Jewish, please call 866-939-2355.
Well, the thing
you
is,
can get...
I was never Hasidic, you know. That was the Hasidim, you know. So
well, listen, you're trying to impress everybody with your special terms.
Well, a little bit of Yiddish here and there never impressed.
Okay.
Well, let me just
seriously
say this,
though, call in. Okay. I want to know. I want to know what they're called.
Never harmed anybody, I think. I don't know. Anyway,
put it on Facebook if you want to. I don't care. Just let's figure out what that is.
All right, Super Don, you're getting ornery. I'm gonna go all Harry Potter on you soon. This keeps up. 866-939-BELL if you do want to call in. We've got a little bit of fun and revelry and pointing out absurdities as well as some serious stuff, as we'll have the Rango family medical kidnap update from the mom. She's going to be joining us a little later, Erica May. Also, we got another question of the day we're going to squeeze in. But NBC's Law and Order, vaccine agenda. You know, we got to cover it because there's still a lot of folks that are under the impression that what happens on TV is real and not scripted. Even the shows that are scripted, it's all now reality TV, which, by the way, reality TV, scripted. I don't know if you knew that.
Newsflash.
Yeah, newsflash. But the thing is, if you were really going to be covering, like, a special victims unit, where is the special victims unit that is covering the real victims, the children who have been attacked, who have been innocent, and they've been attacked by medical mayhem, by injections that are creating, whether you call it autism or neurological damage or other kinds of damage, that's very real. And that damage is very real because it's, not because, but it's also listed on the very inserts to those vaccinations that many of these, can I say libtards that are, is that really, that's offensive probably? But I don't mind.
To liberals, probably, yeah.
But I mean, if you're a liberal, and again, I recognize not every liberal believes this, but by and large, if I were to say percentage-wise, good, I'm not doing a scientific survey here. I'm just stating my opinion. You can counteract it if you want. That by and large, the leftists have embraced the religion of science or scientism or sci-fientism, as Liam has said. And they, you know, they've abandoned traditional religion. That's their business to do if they want. I'm not, it's up to you. It's your choice, right? But the point is, when you place all of your new, now religious spiritual life in the hands of corrupt scientists who have an agenda, that agenda is to make money. Some of that is not about money. Some of it's about reducing population. But a lot of it is about power and money and the promotion of an agenda that is not based in real science. And this is the whole point of what they try to throw at us. Instead of arguing on the scientific merits of something, they just yell and scream that we're not scientific. Or I think one of the audio clips we didn't play was, you know, somebody calling for a doctor. His wife was pregnant in the car about to give birth. And some, you know, young girl runs up, teenager, 20-something, says, oh, I'm not a doctor, but I've done a lot of research on the Internet, right? But it completely neglects the reality that doctors, for whatever intelligence they may have, and they're not totally stupid to get through med school. You have to remember a lot of things. But they're not taught about vaccination. They're really not. They're not discussing, you know, immunology 101, the basis for real immunity, which is not the antibody. They're not discussing those kinds of things typically. And they certainly aren't discussing vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, essential fats, amino acids, different things that are critical. The microbiome, which is now finally being discussed perhaps a little bit in the medical circles, and its relationship to real immunity. And so, to say that somebody read a lot on the Internet and that automatically makes them a doctor, no, that's not what anybody's claiming. These moms and dads out there who have done more research than doctors, they're not claiming to be doctors. They're saying, I've read more than you on this subject, doctor. And then some will say, well, you're not qualified to read that. Who determines qualifications? Are they hanging a shingle and telling people what to do or not do? No, they're concerned about their own kids. And they're speaking out. They're asking questions. They're demanding answers. They're not being given. And so the trust factor drops even further below the toilet level for the medical profession on this issue of vaccination. So they're losing. And the more they keep squeezing, the more these NBC Law and Order SVU shows try to vilify parents, the more parents begin to learn about, oh my gosh, there's a lot of people out there that are questioning these vaccines. And it didn't just start yesterday. And it didn't just start with Jenny McCarthy. It didn't start with even Dr. Andrew Wakefield. From the moment there were vaccinators, The moment there was the Edward Jenners of the world was the moment they started seeing the horrific outcome of ripping people open and driving pus-filled nightmares into their bodies and then getting septic or sepsis and losing limbs or dying outright, making the disease mild by comparison. And we're still doing that, albeit in a higher-tech way. And now you have who else? Dr. Bill Gates, right? Bill Gates is smarter than doctors, and he's given a pass on this when he promotes his agenda. He's got
he is web certified for sure.
Totally. On this issue, yes. If anybody's web certified, Bill Gates is web certified, isn't he?
Microsoft University is where he learned.
Incredible. Yes, Bill Gates, web certified. Yes. It's official now.
All right.
And by the way, you found the thing, peyote?
I guess. Peyote. Yes.
My mom, it's not peyote. My mom, who could speak Hebrew, Yiddish, German, French, and English.
I guess it is peyote. That's the Hebrew word for side locks or side curls.
Yeah. And again, I wasn't a Hasidim. So, it wasn't part of my... Yeah. Say it with the ch. You got to have the ch going.
Yes.
All right. Achoo. Gesundheit. No, I should say Labriut. That's in Hebrew there. How to fight the next epidemic. In the New York Times, Bill Gates, big opinion piece. Op-ed contributor Bill Gates. The Ebola crisis was terrible, but the next time could be much worse. So what is he arguing for? Global technology to basically track everybody, every potential outbreak, to promote drugs, to promote vaccines, to promote epidemiology as the new religion. Is there any discussion of clean water? Is there any discussion of sanitation, improved hygiene, nutrition, selenium in the soils? None. Nothing. Nada. Zilp. Zitch. Zitch? I just made that up. He is actually falling prey to the same thing that the medical doctors are. They're not taught nutrition. They're eggheads in the sense that their eggs have cracked, they've gone bad, and they are caught up in the religion of patent medicine and patent vaccinations. So, as he argues for a global solution to that which is a local problem, although they used to say, no, it's not a local problem because once it starts somewhere, it grows everywhere. Well, it only does that when the people are susceptible, when the terrain has not been addressed. And basic concepts. Yes, go ahead.
I just had a thought. So, if modern medicine is like a religion, and modern medicine is in favor of vaccines.
Yeah.
I wonder, if I called up a bakery and ordered an anti-vaccine cake, do you think they'd make it? Would that be religious discrimination?
Oh, if you can get somebody on the record admitting that one way or the other, I'd like to hear it.
Oh, also, sounds just like something I would do.
Yeah, I think you should. Also, was it Indiana or Kentucky that said their anti-gay marriage legislation or law is not discriminatory because it applies to heterosexuals, too?
Yes.
Yeah. Classic. Question of the day coming up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Scott Bell Show. Guys, I'm thinking every week's a great week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with all the great guests we have. Some you know every week are here with us, and others pop in from time to time. Tomorrow we've got, of course, Outside the Box, Ty Bollinger. We got Leanna Ora Gray, I think. Who else coming up? Well, I got questions of the day coming up every day as well, and please be patient. I'm still trying to catch up on it from my trip to London last week, but we'll get there eventually. And I guess that means we got to start right now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day comes from Gene. Gene is asking, let's see. Oh, he watched the Healthy Gut Summit. I did this with Donna Gates. Remember the Body Ecology Diet? We're getting a lot of new listeners from the Healthy Gut Summit, thanks to Donna Gates. She, Gene's saying this, you described a lady in my church and all she is going through. You always think of, when somebody said a lady in the church, I'm thinking of the church lady. That may come into being in a little while.
Wait a minute. Yeah. This is ringing a bell. Wait a minute. Hold on. Question of the day. You know, this just hit me right now. I've been looking at this all day and then it just hit me.
Yeah.
So with very little success. Do you remember we got the phone call from a pastor that had a person in their congregation that was going through all of these problems? That's the person she's talking to. They must go to the same church.
Yeah, but do we ever? What she? Oh, this is what she said.
Could it be Satan?
No,
that wasn't it. That was the church lady.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that Satan might be a woman?
I know it was Dana Carvey.
Oh, okay.
It was Dana Carvey as the church lady.
All right.
Only reason to think of that, church lady, is if you send your congregants into the medical, I don't call it medical hell. I mean, for all of these things that people are being treated for, it's like poisoning their body. And I think of the body as a temple.
You know what?
Gift.
Dude,
what?
This is the pastor that called us.
Is it really?
It is. This is
how
the
do you
pastor.
Know? How
I remember
you know?
The phone call, and he was describing all of the things that this person in his congregation was having,
yeah.
And this said, this is exactly it. He's written
Well,
now.
Listen, she says, for years she has been everywhere seeking help with very little success. She has mycoplasma, leaky gut, histamines, cytokine storms, severe thyroid issues, vertigo, migraine headaches, inflammation, yeah. Achy flu-like symptoms, gut issues,
yeah.
A system that seems to be constipated, brain fog, body vibrations, and on and on and on. He's purchased the book. He's trying to figure out the right protocol. Do we need to use the bioactive silver hydrosol and the silica X? What supplements? She really needs help. Do you have a practice, or can I contact you? Well, Gene, if you leave a phone number by calling us at 866-939-BELL, I have a few I still need to try to respond to. So, again, just be patient, but eventually I might be able to reach out to you on this. But, yeah, the silver aloe protocol is the godsend. It's a difference maker. And earlier today I talked to someone who had been on it for a couple of months, and she said she had, you know, been great. And then she stopped it for a while, and she says some of her symptoms came back, not as severe as it was. And I asked her, is she doing the other adjuncts that I listed in the book that I wrote with Ty Bollinger called Unlock the Power to Heal? And she said, no, she hadn't. The only thing she was doing was the silver, the aloe, and the probiotics, which is great in most every case. But there are cases that you have a lot of complexity. You have a lot of layers of stuff going on. And that's why in that chapter, I list all of the adjuncts that you may need to utilize as well, including, he mentioned the Alta Silica, ALTA Silica. You can get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Choosetobehealthy.com at 866-424-1077. And of course, many of the supplements I talked about in the book, you can get there. The whole food selenium, the whole food silica, silica as well, the whole food chromium, etc. But also, in this case, I said the homeopathic medicine is what is missing in many of these cases, because there are metabolic dysfunctions that were not necessarily corrected totally by the silver aloe protocol in the woman I talked with earlier today. She had great success in eliminating the vast majority of her symptoms, but she went off and suddenly some of them came back. So it was a functional thing, and that's where homeopathy works metabolically, even though the FDA and a bunch of haters of placebos will say you should not have the right to access this stuff. So I talk about the upper GI and the lower GI formulas, maybe even the heavy metal, maybe the candida, different formulas that you can get from my good buddy King Bio, Dr. Frank King, and put those adjuncts into play. So if you have the book, which you do, Gene, make sure that she's not only doing the silver and the aloe and the probiotics, but the homeopathic remedies, the silica, perhaps even the selenium, but certainly the silica to rebuld the connective tissue. And I mentioned L-glutamine and other things as well. But go read the book, unlockthepowertoheal.com, or go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble online. You can get it. Hey, back after this with another medical update, medical kidnap update, Erica May and the Rango family. And then Super Don will be back to really discuss what we've done today. All right, stick around. RobertScottBell.com. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Matt.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, yesterday we had a family, obviously, from Illinois and Missouri, all over the place. The medical kidnaps are occurring. That was Isaiah Ryder. We actually got to speak with him, 17 years old, young man in a lot of pain, and his mother, Michelle. Another medical kidnapping of many that we're covering includes what's happened to the Rango family. And back with us now for an update to see what's happening is Erica May, the mom of three kids, Levi included here, And first of all, Erica, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
Thank you. I'm grateful to be speaking with you and reaching out. I know that this has been affecting a lot of people all over the nation, and I don't want to be silenced by what's going on because people need to know, and they need to know how to prevent situations such as mine so that the government doesn't have a chance to get involved and intervene in the way that they have in my home.
Yes, I agree. Your voice needs to be heard. The people need to hear what you're going through here. Can you run us back to the beginning of this? What was the accusation that was made? Because in other cases, we're hearing things like medical abuse, medical neglect. They never define it. They never prove it. But they just claim something, and suddenly they take your children.
Right. Well, in our case, they came into our home. They sent the paramedics originally found out that we had had a home unassisted birth, which, if you understand me and my background, isn't that much of a stretch. My mother was a home birth educator. I have been preparing for a home birth my whole life. My sister had home births. My brothers were home birthed. I was present for my youngest brother's birth. That's a little bit background about me. And then when Cleve and I got together, we wanted to do a home birth with Levi, and we ended up going to a birthing center, and we had a midwife there. And he was the one that received Levi, and it was basically him and I that did the whole birth together, and the midwife is just kind of like an angel standing by. And so we felt very well prepared to birth our twins, and I was really looking forward to it. I've had several friends that have done the unassisted birth, and they've just ranted and raved about how wonderful it is not have somebody coming around and put their hand up you and
right.
And tell you what you are,
and Levi had a successful birth. Were there any issues again?
No, other than the fact that they pumped us full of penicillin. We had like 6 doses of penicillin because I tested positive for group B strep, which only had a less than 1% chance of affecting the baby.
This is after the fact when they got a hold of you and said you have to come in and see us, and that kind of an intervention that you did not request.
No, that was before. I believe that's what caused Levi's eczema, because it's pretty much, you know, as you know, antibiotics destroy the flora balance within the intestines. And so I was restoring that with probiotics, treating his skin with comfrey, yarrow, calendula salves. He has special tea to help calm his nerves so he wouldn't get irritated and scratch it. And he was doing really well. It went from being on his chest and his back and his legs and his arms to only being just a little bit on his legs. And that's when CPS got involved in our life. It was right after our twins were born. The paramedics came in and they saw that we had had a home birth. They verified that our twins were healthy and beautiful. They were around 5 pounds each, which is perfect for twins. I'm not a very big person, so they were actually like really huge inside of me. I only weigh like around 130 pounds usually. And so they were perfect for me. And I wish I could show you a picture right now, but they have, like, Danny had a chubby belly and chubby cheeks, and they weren't, like, skinny people. They had the perfect amount of baby fat on them. And so they verified they were healthy and beautiful, but then they insisted that we go to the hospital and get them checked out by a doctor. And we're like, are you kidding me? We had just had a home birth. Like, we don't want to go to a hospital. We had a home birth for a reason. And because we refused, they said they were going to inform CPS. So CPS showed up at our door like the next day or the day after, and they verified the children were healthy and beautiful. And then
Erica, they didn't come with a search warrant or anything. I mean, were you made aware of the fact that you could have refused entry and had a lawyer?
No,
present?
I wasn't informed that.
Yeah,
I could that was an option. I'd only been informed by my mother that the CPS is like the Gestapo, and you want to do whatever you can to appease them, otherwise they can just do whatever they want and they don't follow the laws. And so I was just really friendly to them. I was really kind. I opened my home to them and just basically treated them like they were friends. I was like, I'm going to just show Christ-like love to these people.
It seems reasonable on the surface, though, but it didn't work out so well for you, did it?
No, not at all, because then they came up with the safety plan that they wanted us to abide by, which included taking them to the doctors, which I'm not opposed to. Found a really great pediatrician, took them to the pediatrician, and she just verified that they were healthy and beautiful, and that if I wasn't able to keep eating enough, if I couldn't intake around 6,000 calories a day, which is what's necessary to breastfeed 3 babies, then I should consider supplementing, which I had already started to do on my own accord because I realized that it was just nearly impossible for me to intake that much food because my stomach had shrank being pregnant, and I could only eat so much, and I was also nursing around the clock, which was my delight. I loved it, and I still look forward to to reestablishing that relationship with my babies. But right now,
so did they accuse you of any crime initially? I think we talked before.
No, not at all. There was no. Their pediatrician appointment went great. I followed their recommendations and their safety plan, and I even let their they right away turned our case over to what they called the volunteer services because they realized this is not a risk case.
Okay.
These children are not abused. They're not neglected. I would barely ever even get myself to the bathroom when I was with my baby so much. Like, I never hardly ever took time for myself.
No, it's clear to me. And again, I just want everybody to hear the abuse of power that's happening within the CPS system in many of the states, perhaps all of them. You know, the kids were healthy. They wanted you to go to into the doctor, even though you did not file for a marriage license. You didn't ask permission of the state to get married. The kids were born at home. The question becomes, how did they get involved? I mean, it's like inviting a vampire into your home. You don't want to do it because then they suck the blood out of you.
Yeah, if they find any weakness whatsoever, then they just stick their things right in.
Including your kindness and cooperation. So at one point, since
we
talked to you,
we were all cooperative.
Yeah, you took the kids and went into California from Washington State. Is that my understanding?
Yeah, they had been harassing us. You know, they had already taken our babies for 3 weeks. When we got them back, they told me that my son Daniel was possibly deaf and blind. They wouldn't let us know what kind of medical procedures they'd been doing to them. It took me a great deal of prayer and blessing. I'm what's called a light and sound healer.
Mm-hmm.
My guru, she does her healing in the name of Christ, and her training dates all the way back to Lumeria. Her guru was actually the one who translated the Lumerian scrolls, and he was a monk who lived in a Hindu monastery.
Well, it sounds clearly that there's also an aspect of religious liberty here involved.
Yeah, not a religious. I'm not a religious person. I'm very spiritual.
Well, I use the term interchangeably here, but because we talk about the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. You are clearly engaged in religious or spiritual practices that they violated.
Completely. Yeah, they completely violated my wishes. They treated Levi's ear infections with drugs, whereas I treat ear infections with organic garlic oil.
Sure, which is your right. I don't think that there is anything in the Washington State Constitution that would prohibit you from doing that. Their lives were clearly not in danger. So they came, got you. There was no criminal charges filed, or were there, when they brought you back to Washington?
No, no criminal charges. In fact, I don't even think that they were following the laws when they came and got us, because the only paperwork that they had served us said that we had to be back for a court date on February 11th, which we were on our way back to attend when they intercepted us and threw me in jail. They didn't read me my rights. They ripped me out of the car by my elbow while I was nursing my son, leaving him falling, flailing, screaming into the center console. Hogtied me, threw me in the back of the cop car, and jailed me for 5 days.
Erica, no charges were filed then?
Resisting arrest was what was filed, and as far as I know, those charges have been dropped.
Okay, so the question was, were you able to challenge them on an unlawful arrest?
No, I had a court-appointed attorney, and I really don't want to go back to California. I really don't want to interact with the government
if
I don't have to.
Of course, I understand.
I just want to devote my time and energy.
Erica, we only have a couple of minutes left, and I want to get the status, the state of the family. Have you been brought the kids back together? Do you have them, or is it
no?
Still
we
on?
Still don't have them. They're in the custody of the state. I only get to see them for 6 hours a week. Danny's been suffering from gastric reflux. Dave's given him a prescription for formula, which is non-organic, Similac.
Yeah.
And I'm not allowed to feed him anything else. And he apparently spits up a lot of it. He regurgitates it through his nose about an ounce at a time.
Because he's healthy, he's rejecting food that is not appropriate. I understand. What's the next phase of recovery here? We got about a minute or so left, and I want to see what can we do to help, what can we do to put the word out?
Well, I guess just keeping an eye on them. I mean, I've done everything to comply, even leaving my husband, because they said that, oh, our relationship wasn't healthy, and they had all these things to point out about it. So they basically said that, you know, I had no, in more or less words, I was told that I didn't really have a chance of getting the kids unless I lived on my own, so I've just gotten my own place. And they said that they want to see me continue to follow through with my services, which is meeting with a domestic violence sexual assault service advocate and also a therapist that they recommended. And then they said within the next, they said about 2 months, then they'd give me custody of the children.
But if they keep moving the goalposts, so to speak, at what point might you have to get additional help to basically say, hey, this is my child. You have no right or authority to hold on to my children.
Right. They haven't followed any of the laws, and according to their mission statement, they're not allowed to intercept or intercede in family affairs unless it has to do with abuse or neglect, and there was certainly no abuse or neglect when it came to my children. So they're not following the laws. I mean, we can just pretty much set that card on the table that that's just how they're playing the game. You know, that's what everybody calls it. Just play the game, jump through the hoops, but it's not a game. These are my children.
Erica, what's most stunning about this case is that you did not, to my knowledge, at least just talking with you, invite them in other than the point where you decided to let them in. But prior to that, how they claim to have jurisdiction based on your having no contractual obligation that I'm aware of. Of course, we could go deeper into this, and I would like to follow up with you on this. And, of course, for our listeners that want to help in some way, if there's a web page they can go to or anything like that.
I don't have a web page. I'm doing my best to respond to all emails that I get through Facebook, and I'll continue to do that.
Well, we have the Facebook link up, and Erica May, God bless you. We wish you all the best
in
reuniting with your parent, with your children permanently.
And
if we can help some more, let us know.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
All right, we'll be back to wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops
helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, Super Don, I know you were working on some audio stuff behind the scenes there last segment and couldn't chime in. I know you wanted to with Erica and the Rango family situation. But talking with her off the air, in addition to what she communicated to us on the air, this is, the more intriguing case is because she did a lot of the things right? They didn't ask for permission from the state to be married. And yet there were like nosy neighbors. There were just kind of strange series of events and cascades of events that led to this. That's why I said there's no foolproof, bulletproof way to go about this.
Right.
And right now they're dictating to her that she has to be, separated from her husband. And it's just the outrage. How do I express it? I don't want to see these things happen, but as much as I remember myself as a teenager, the weight of the world, on my shoulders, wanting to help people all the time. It was just in me, and realizing how much can you do, but sometimes we just have to be a voice for these folks to get the word out so somebody can come through to provide some level of help.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what we are able to do just because of the position that we're in as far as in the new media, and it's hard. It's difficult to listen to these stories, talk to these people, and not, just get frustrated because you're compelled to try and do something. But in a lot of cases through life, what I have experienced myself is that the harder you work to try and find the solution, sometimes the further away that solution seems to be.
Mm.
And that it's just a case of the universe putting all these pieces together. I'll tell you, I've had some conversations with Erica off the air as well.
Right.
And, you know, these parents are trying to figure out a way to be able to help each other. And I think that is really what the solution is going to be, that over time, parents are going to be helping parents. Awareness is going to grow. We're seeing the people over at Medical Kidnap are really doing a bang-up job.
Yeah, really good.
Of getting the word out. So it's just, you know, education, you know?
What concerns me, too, and we talk about, and I like the idea of communities of parents getting together to protect one another, to help each other out, voluntarily, right. Of course. But then you get into a situation where you remember David Koresh and the Branch Davidians, and I'm not saying that would occur again, but my gosh, the moment you are strong and you do stand up to government, they call you a cult, and then they firebomb you and kill you. I mean, and I don't want to be bummed out like this. I don't want to bum anybody out, but I recognize the danger of relying on government to protect you, as much as in the American form of government was designed to just be there to protect your liberty. It is so devolved away from that at this point. That's why, you know, as we talked about Rand Paul earlier declaring for the presidency, there's no perfect candidate, you know, and many people already have a savior. I'm not saying that he or anybody else is a savior for you, but recognize that people of principle that have a track record of it that would really limit or curtail the activities of government, you've got to look strongly at them and let go of some of your past, beliefs about what's a Democrat, what's a Republican, and start looking very clearly at the human, the soul that may be running if you still participate in governmental activities, because the corruption is so deep and it's been going on for so long that people don't know where one thing begins and the other ends.
Very true. You know, and you bring up the David Koresh. You know, I mean, look, were there some things going on there that were questionable? Yeah. I mean, you know, there were questions, you know, there were concerns, and I get that. But you can even go before that. I mean, look at what happened with Ruby Ridge.
Right.
You know, a very similar thing. And you're right. I mean, were they wrong for not asking for permission? No. But these things happen. And so what's the solution? I don't know, but we'll keep looking for it.
No, and in a simple world, I'd say black and white, that the moment that she invited and decided to cooperate with CPS was the moment that you know, they invited the vampire in to do what they've done.
Yeah, isn't that how that works? If you don't invite them in, then they can't bite you on the neck.
You don't want to make it easy for them. And I think that's the interesting thing, because Erica is a very sweet woman. You can tell she's got a very loving energy. And I don't want to say naivete, because she's not naive. But at the same time, you try, when you think about, how do I protect, I don't have any guns, I can't, you know, if you're a woman in that situation, how do I protect my babies, right? So you think, I'll cooperate with them and it'll all go well, and then it doesn't. So what do? There's still prayer, folks, and I believe in it. I know it can work, but that's not all. We also have to rely on defending ourselves against these incursions.
I like what you said yesterday. Sometimes you got to punch a bully in the nose, right? Yeah, so we're still looking for the nose.
Right, exactly. Find that nose. All right, well, that's it. We're going to wrap it up. We got tomorrow. We got bright sunshine coming on tomorrow. Leanna Werner Gray, the Earth Dive, is going to be joining me in studio, of course.
Robert!
Yep. Ooh, Robert!
Robert!
And of course, Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box, and all that goes with it. So stick around, tell everybody, your friends, this is the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline
to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.